Unit 47, Oil and the Elizabeth Watts. The Elizabeth Watts was a cargo ship, and the word cargo meant that a ship carried dry goods. Dry goods were things like grain, steel, cloth, and shoes. These goods were always bundled and packaged. They could be stacked and secured. In stormy seas, such a cargo would not shift. Shifting is a great danger at sea. Not much is known about the Elizabeth Watts, but there is one thing she was noted for. She carried the world's first really big shipment of oil. She was not designed to carry oil, yet she did. She left the United States and arrived safely in England 45 days later. Some say she was lucky. There were no storms. The seas were calm. She tried another oil shipment. She sailed. Beyond that, the records are blank. It was noted that the captain had great trouble in getting a crew. Sailors balked at the signing on with an oil ship. To get a crew, the captain used an age-old method. He went from bar to bar. When he found a sailor, he plied them with free drinks of whiskey. Then he guided the staggering sailor up the gangway. By the time he woke, the ship was scudding on the high seas under full sail. But what happened on the second voyage? No one knows for sure. Here's one explanation. The barrels of oil were tied in place by rope. During a storm, some ropes broke. The heavy barrels banged into each other. Some barrels burst, spilling oil. The metal barrels crashing into each other created sparks. Then the horror happened. The barrels caught fire and exploded. Nothing was left, only the prayers of the sailors flying upward like a flock of white doves.